close your eyes and watch your breath. All the way in, all the way out. It's one of the ways of finding happiness that doesn't cause any harm and actually helps the rest of the world, even though we're focusing only on our own mind. The mind is the source of our actions, and the actions, of course, spread out into the world. So if the mind is in good shape, that good influence is going to spread out into the world as well. This is one of the meanings of the word punya in Pali, or merit, as it translates in English. Ways of finding happiness for yourself that allow that happiness to spread out. Most of the ways of finding happiness in the world require that someone gains, well, then someone else is going to have to lose. But with this, everybody gains. The same with generosity, the same with virtue. This is what basically keeps our hearts alive. If we live in the world without doing good for the world, without finding happiness for ourselves at the same time, then our hearts get very parched and dry. It gets harder and harder to feel good about yourself and feel good about living in the world. But if you find ways of finding happiness for yourself that also spread that happiness around, then it's nourishing for the heart. Water for a thirsty heart, food for a hungry heart. So as the Buddha said, don't be afraid of acts of merit. This is another word for happiness, and they're a special kind of happiness, happiness that is genuinely nourishing. We get pleasures from sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations, but they're not necessarily nourishing, and sometimes the way you gain those things is going to be bad for you, bad for other people too. But here the means are good and the ends are good as well. In other words, you do things that are good, and the happiness you gain is a solid kind of happiness. It's a happiness that's safe, because that harms nobody at all, so there's nobody who's going to resent your goodness. So this is the best way to find happiness in the world, which is to look for merit, acts of generosity, acts of virtue, acts of developing good qualities in the mind. Because these are the things that keep us going as human beings, keep society going, keeps as a whole, keeps us going as individuals. It's food for the heart, water for the heart, medicine for the heart. All the requisites of the heart lie in doing merit. So make it a regular exercise. We're not here just to meditate. We're also here to develop the heart in an all-around way. And acts of merit provide a good foundation because they help you in a way that spreads the goodness all around as well.